Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in from May 9th to the 15th. So I want to thank you guys all for your support. There was so much love and light sent to me this last week and weekend. I appreciate it so much. Just to let you guys know that I did have some pain in my chest. I woke up with it in the middle of the night in the morning, like it was coming through the dream state. So when I woke up in the morning, I thought that it was best to go and check that out. So that's what happened. And it just happened to be that obviously I needed some time away from everything and everybody to have some clarity on things, because even though I was in a hospital and the environment was not great and there was all of that to deal with, it gave me really, really good opportunities to find out some stuff that I needed to find out, some things that I needed to look at. And so it's a really good, reminder. I say this all of the time to everybody, to my clients, to you guys. I always say that every single experience that we're having is an opportunity for us. And I know that sometimes when you're in the middle of a certain experience, especially if it's very challenging, very emotional, very dramatic, that it's really sometimes hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know that sometimes it's hard, especially when ego and pain body take over. It's hard for us to have the realization that there is something good coming from the suffering that we're going through. So, one of the things that I did was I encourage you to do this, is you can put a challenge out to your guidance team. So, you can say, okay, listen, this is really shitty that I'm going through. This is really difficult. You need to give me some signs. I need to see some proof. You need to give me some validation on this to make sure that I know that I need that little bit of encouragement that this is actually serving a purpose. And so that's what I did. I put it out to my team and said to them, listen, you got to show me some stuff. Like, this is, what am I supposed to get in this? If this is something physical, then you let me know. And then you show it up on the test and you show it up on the thing so that I know that that needs to be taken care of. And it was like, as soon as that happened, that like release, cause there's like this surrender energy in that, right? There's this like, okay, well, I'm not fixing this right now. I don't know how to fix this. I don't know what to do to fix it. Here, I'm throwing the ball to you. And that's what our divine guidance team is there for. That's why they're there. They're like the back catchers, right? They're supposed to give us the validation. They're supposed to give us the support. They don't fix things or solve things for us, because again, when we're going through things, it's because we are supposed to be growing and learning through that process. Again, it's so much, and I think we've been hearing this for the past little while from them, is that it's not about the where we're going to or the destination of it or the end result. It's about the journey of it. It's about every step that we take. It's about every thing that we see, every interaction that we have, every, breath that we take. It's all serving a purpose, right? And one of the things, that I really got the awareness of was that, bringing your energy back, bringing your power back to yourself, more and more, and being able to be in the moment of it. So instead of projecting into the future or sitting in the past, of just bringing everything into the now moment. And I know, we hear about it and we talk about it and we read about it, but I don't think that we honestly do it much. I feel like we're always, especially if you're, if you're somebody who's busy, if you're somebody who's self-employed, if you're a parent, if you're, all of that, we've got a lot on the go, right? So we're often out of our body to begin with, which leaves us feeling ungrounded and nervous. And then it also leaves things feeling scattered and unsettled. And then it gives us a disconnect between the body and the spirit. And so I feel like this is going to be you know, all of the stuff that we've been going through in April, May is supposed to be like, they're saying to me, the coming together of things, the coming together of everything. So you guys know that we are in, so we're in eclipse season. And so eclipse season really means that everything can be topsy-turvy energy-wise. It really can. It can be up and down. It can be all over the place. We're seeing, you know, right now we've got the Schumann spiking. So that's the heartbeat of the earth. It's going up. We haven't seen it reach these types of numbers for a very long time. And to me, that's like that turmoil. That's like that shakeup, that like, you know, the releasing, the purging energy that's coming up. And I feel like there's just been like a buildup. They're saying like a buildup of toxic energy on the planet and then through all of us. The thing about it we have to remind ourselves, and this is important, is that ultimately we're all one energy source. We're coming from one energy source. And yes, when we're in human form, it does separate us by the human form, but we're still sharing all the same experiences. So we're feeling the same thing that the planet's feeling. We're feeling the same things that our brothers and sisters are feeling. We're feeling it. And so part of that is having that awareness of that so that we can remove things like fear and we can get the anger out and we can release all of the negative frequencies, the lower frequencies. And when the Schumann is spiking and the earth's frequency is rising like that, that process helps us. So you may find over the next little while when we're having the Schumann spikes, you may feel a little bit ungrounded and nervous. And that's just because, again, it's a very high frequency. And when it comes through, it's like there's that contrast between the lower frequencies that you're holding. So what you're feeling is like that chaos, that like the imbalance is what you're feeling. And that's a good thing because then it gives you the awareness of, okay, so I'm going to release that. I'm going to allow those energies to run through. I'm going to do more grounding on myself. I'm going to work on bringing my power back to myself. I'm going to focus on staying in the body more because, of course, when we are out of the body, that's when we feel ungrounded. And unless you're doing readings, mediumship readings or psychic readings, you can stay in your body. You don't have to leave your body. And for those of us that do the reading work, we need to create a bigger balance more than ever. So meaning when we're doing our readings, when we're doing our channelings, we're out of body. But the rest of the time, we need to bring our bodies back. We need to be back into our bodies. And that's really, really important about creating that balance. So I wanted to share a really important insight that came up. And this is kind of interesting because I feel like it's going to... because when I asked what you guys need to know, what's important, they kept on showing me this particular thing. So I'm going to trust that you guys need to hear this right now. So sometimes when we're on these journeys and sometimes when we're exploring and we, you know, we have a discovery, we have the, you know, we're supposed to be doing self-discovery. And sometimes when we have, when we're doing this stuff, we have moments of, you know, the aha moments where you get it. Like you're like, ah, okay, yeah, I got it. That's awesome. And then you go and you talk to your friend about it. You talk to your spouse about it. And as soon as the words come out of your mouth and you're sharing your experience, it kind of lowers the level of excitement or the grandness of it. Have you guys ever noticed that? So, you know, when you're in the moment of it, when you're like exploring it and you're having all these, you know, like, wow, yeah, that's amazing and all of that. And then you start to say it and you talk and it kind of depletes the energy of it. And you're like, well, it was great when it was in my head. It was great when I was going through the experience by myself. Now when I share it with you, it doesn't seem that great anymore. And I wanted, the reason why that they showed that is because everything that we're experiencing is going to be about the duality of it. It's going to be about the contrast of it, the polarity of it. And so just in the way that that happens, so just in the way that as soon as we say the words, as soon as we, you know, share the thoughts or the experience, it takes the energy out of it, we can use this to our advantage. So having the knowledge of that means that we can do this with the negativity. So for example, if there's a problem that you have, if there's, you know, an area of your life where you're struggling, or, you know, a relationship problem or a career problem or a money problem, whatever it is, whatever the issue seems to be, if you're keeping it inside, if you're keeping it inside all of the time, it just becomes this ball of energy that builds and builds and grows stronger. And what happens is it actually manifests, right? So it actually, you're creating it. It actually becomes a creation for you. So it not only will then become from the inside, it's actually going to show up in your outside experience as well. And so what we can do is we can talk about the problem. We can, you know, find the friend or find the spouse or whatever it may be, is we can talk about the problem and we can air it out and we can release it. And we can do this through the intention of surrendering it. So of literally of letting it go. And so as we do this, as we say the words, as we talk about, oh, my fear about this, or, you know, I'm really stressed about that, or as we say it, but through the intention, not through the intention that we're building it and that we're supporting it, but through the intention of, as I say these words, as I have this conversation, as I do this, I'm literally like, I'm mixing the energy up that I've created, that heavy ball. I'm mixing it up and I'm releasing it. I'm letting it go. And when you're doing this, have the visualization, right? It's all about intent, right? Intent creates the purpose. So have the visualization that as I say these words, as I talk about this stuff, I'm giving it permission to leave. I'm giving it all the negative energy permission to leave, all the negative thoughts, all the negative feelings, all the negative stories, all of that stuff. I'm giving it permission to leave. Because they're telling me right now what a lot of us do, and, you know, and I've done this myself. I thought that the process of going through healing the relationship with my mom over this past year, I thought that I was on that because I wasn't feeling any strong emotions about it anymore. I didn't have anything that was coming up anymore, or so I thought. And so what we can do is sometimes when we just kind of, we put it under the rug, we sweep it under the rug, or we stock it away, you know, out of sight, out of mind, it never really leaves our energy field. And so even though we say, okay, well, I'm done with that, I'm not dealing with that anymore, if we don't surrender it and release it, it doesn't actually ever leave. And if it doesn't actually ever leave, we're still going to always have the experience of that frequency. It may not be showing up specifically around the issue that caused it or was the creation of it, but you will see that it shows up in other areas. And you may not even have the awareness that the two are connected, that the things are connected. And so what we want to do is we want to give ourselves permission to release. And this is really important because we need to remind ourselves that we are always, 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 always able to make the choice. We're always, always able to choose the feeling, to choose the emotion that comes up. We always have that choice. And so we have to always remind ourselves about that and have the recognition of when something feels positive and when something feels negative, and then allowing ourselves to release the negativity. Here's another thing, and they're showing me right now, and so I know that it will be relevant for you guys as well. When we're doing this work, when we're doing the work on ourselves, we're on our soul's journey and we're reading the books and taking the classes and doing the courses. This is really important. You have to have the awareness, and I had this aha, this was a, you know, big thing for me this weekend. As an empath, as a sensitive, I'm always trying to fix somebody. You know, it's I'm a healer. It's what I do for a living. But when I am on the path of self-discovery, I have to remind myself that I am doing this for myself, that I am doing the healing for myself, that I'm doing the work for myself. So this means that when I'm reading something or somebody's saying something, I'm applying that to myself and not to the people around me that I think have the problems. You guys following me? So if there's something, as an example, a problem that we have with our spouse and we think that our spouse is angry or doesn't show enough affection or there's lack of intimacy there. If we have that, we know that that is a problem there and we're reading the self-help books and we're taking the classes. And every time we come across some great information, we apply it to our spouse. We're actually missing the opportunity for healing. You see this? We cannot heal somebody else because, of course, that's their journey. They're on their own journey. They're supposed to be discovering the stuff on their own. So when you are reading the books and doing the self-discovery, catch yourself from thinking about the, you know, that applies to my friend that does that. That applies to my mother and father that do that. That applies. Catch yourself from doing that because they're literally saying we miss the purpose. We miss the purpose. And I know so much for me, especially if you consider yourself to be a fixer. You know, there's some of us souls here that we're fixers. That's what we do. You know, here, give us a problem. We fix it. You got a problem here. We're going to help you. That's what we do. But it's a distraction from working on our own stuff. It really is. And that was one of the big discoveries that I had over the week of being in the hospital was that I've been doing way too much stuff for other people and not enough stuff for myself. So not enough of my own stuff. And so this is going to be really important for you guys in May. It's going to be not worrying about the broken people around you, not worrying about the relationships, not worrying about any of that stuff. You're just going to bring the energy back to yourself. This is going to start with creating the intention of calling in your divine guidance team, saying to them, listen, we've got stuff to work on. I need all of your attention and I need you to help me to bring all of my attention to myself as well. And then just watch the synchronicities come up for you, because I can tell you as soon as I created that intention, boom, I had like 3 emails in my inbox and they were all like had specific messages for me that were very relevant to how I was feeling. So, and you know, and the whole week kind of continued like that. And I can tell you this, just having that little bit of awareness about, oh, this is about me. This is about me. And it's 100% just me. It's not about my relationships. It's not about the trauma, the past. It's not about any of that stuff. It's just about me. Having that awareness is very, very empowering. And so you guys are going to have the opportunity in the month of May to work on this because, again, eclipse season is going to be about shaking things up. It's going to be about the polarity, the light, the dark, creating the balance. And so a really easy hack that's going to help you guys is just to remind yourself that there is always an opposite. So in energy, there's always an opposite. So the whole yin and yang balance, right? So that means that for every negative energy, every negative emotion, there's a positive that balances it. And so all we have to do is have the awareness of the negative energy, surrender it, release it, let it flow, let it go. And then the positive will come in and balance it. We'll be filled with more positive and less negative energy. And as that happens, there creates like this polarity within us. So that's when we feel more grounded. That's when we feel more purposeful. That's when we feel, stronger, more courage. All of that stuff, all of the good stuff comes in with that. But it can only happen when there's that release, when there's that surrender of the negative stuff. And this includes programming, right? This is a big thing too about the programming that comes through for us. You know, you may be hearing it and seeing it on, you know, on the news, whatever the, you know, thing that's happening. Remind yourself about that as well, is that we can choose our beliefs. We always get to choose our beliefs. And so that's going to be the fire that ignites you, that says, you know, that I'm the creator of my reality because I get to choose what I believe. And if I believe in something, then it manifests for me. So remember that, because that works both ways, right? It works for the positive and it works for the negative. So catch yourself if you're thinking about the negative stuff, remember that you're creating that. So say to yourself, do I want to create this? Is this something that I want to be created? And then you will know, because I feel like we're done with the negative stuff. We're done with all of the pain and the suffering. And one other key thing, and they're showing me this right now, and they were showing me this so much, is pay attention who you're drawn to. Pay attention to what circles you're drawn to, what groups you're drawn to. And so know just the fact that you're in the Sacred Space Hub, that you are with like vibrational beings. That means that we all are vibrating at a certain frequency, and you're drawn to that because that frequency is within you. And so that can be a good thing, right? We can be in something that's really positive, like the Space Hub, and it can support you, but it can also have the same thing if we are drawn to a group that's negative, or friends that are negative, or if there's negative influences. So pay attention to that, because we need to remind ourselves again, like attracts like. And just as a, like a really quick example is that if you look at a place like a jail, all of the beings that are in the jail are all in the jail for a reason. Yes, maybe they did the crime, they did all of that stuff, but their vibrational frequency has put them in that space with other beings that have the same frequency. It's the same thing about a hospital. Believe it or not, including the doctors and the nurses, along with the patients, they're all in that a ball of energy together because they have a like frequency. They share a like frequency. And I was very aware of this being in the hospital and having the nurses and the doctors and, you know, somebody that reads energy for a living, of being able to recognize that probably the majority of the people that were caring for people were also not well, that they were not well. They were on medicines and they were on anti-anxiety medications and they were not feeling well. And so so remind yourself about that, because it can be an advantage for us. It can have the, okay, so why am I drawn to that type of person? Why am I drawn to that type of group? Why is my energy coming to that? Is it helpful or is it hurtful? And then that can give us the key. It's like the magic key of what we want to release, what we want to let go of. Okay. So May is going to be about releasing. It's going to be about letting go. We're going to be surrendering. We're going to go into surrender mode. And it's honestly much easier than you think. And that will probably be another key for you, is get out of your mind, get into your body, and just allow things to happen, allow things to move, allow things to go, to let go, to be released. Okay. And so we are going to be doing a really powerful healing circle when we do our healing group. I'm going to bring you guys into it. We're going to create some intentions about what we want to be healed with. And then I'm going to show you guys a little bit more of how you can actually use this frequency yourself. So you can bring that in and you can actually physically and see the changes, see the shifts. So we're going to do that. I'm going to play with you guys a little bit on with that. So hopefully everybody can show up. I think it's on Thursday or Friday, but check your our monthly schedule and then you'll be able to see. Okay, my lovelies, I am sending you huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.